We are learning Mesechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting Mamash on top of that Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, it said that in a case where the Shoyal agreed to this, and the Shoyal told the Mashal, the owner, and told him, send it with your son, your Eved, your Shliach, or my Eved, or my Shliach, and his Shoyal shall send it. The Lacha is, the minute he sends it, the Shoyal is Chayiv in the Oinsim already. He's Chayiv in Shemira already. He has a Chayiv. He's responsible already. And the Mara's question is, the Chiddush over here. When the owner, the Mashal, sends the para with his own Eved Kanani, even though you told me that I could do that, but Lamaisa, it's still a Marashos, because Yad Eved Yad Rabbi. The Eved Kanani is like the Mashal himself. So if the Mashal himself is holding on to something, how can you say the Shoyal is Chayiv in a Chayiv? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But Yad Avdo, even when the Shoyal says, send it with your Eved, but how can you be Chayiv? Yad Avdo Chayiv? Yad Eved Yad Rabbi. The Eved's hand is like the hand of his master. So Gemara answers, Omar Shmuel, you know what about Eved talking about our Mishnah? But Eved Ivri, Lekhani Lekhufei. We're talking about Eved Ivri, that is no Kinyan Aguf in Eved Ivri, but Eved Ivri, there's no Din Yad Eved Yad Rabbi. This whole Din, that the hand of Eved Yad Rabbi is only by Eved Kanani, which you own the whole entire Guf. By Eved Ivri, you only own his work, not his, not the person himself, and therefore, by Eved Ivri, he's like a regular Shliach, technically, and if the Shoyal agrees, then the Shoyal is Chayav and Christ. That's Pshat number one, that's Shmuel's Pshat. Rav Amar, Afiltim Eved Kanani, Nase Ko'imilo Le Hakisha V'makal V'itavai. Rav is Bechash like this, that when I tell you send it with the Eved, so it's Ki'ilu, I told the Mashal, give it a hit with a stick, and let it come to me. Now, I don't care. Send it to me. He's going to walk by himself to me. You want to send your Eved along to make sure it goes the right way? Fine. But you, by me telling you to give it a hit with a stick, and it's going to come, that alone is considered that I am a Kabbal Chrayis. Shailas, how does that work? So it's like we're showing. The Ritva is Vedayik from Rashi, that it works within Arev. Arev means, if I tell you to do something, then I become Chayiv. For example, I go over to Reuven and say, Reuven, Shimon needs money. Give Shimon money. The loch is that I'm chayiv, because I told Reuven to mitzi mam and I'll piv. I'm on my mouth, so I have to pay for it. So here, I said, do meshicha or send it, and then you listen to me, so I'm a shubit. That's like a din arev. That's how the Ritva learns. Tosis learns it's a pashta meshicha. If you look at Tosis Devas Kivan, he says, l'char nir the marish yosam yad l'simta, l'tir sharam, l'choshav ki'ilu mashcha shoyl. It's ki'ilu the shoyl himself made the meshicha. When you did the Mashiach, it's Kiel, I made Mashiach, and therefore, you chayiv in Einzim. So there's two Terusim to the Eved. Either Teretz is that it's Eved Ivri, or even if it's Eved Kanani, the case was, I told you to make a Mashiach for me, then the Eved Kanani is just there to bring it. It's not nothing to do with his Rishos. It's it left the Rishos because of the Mashiach, or because of the Arvis, the Shiva Nafshe. Great thing, Mara Kasha, Meisvei, Hashoyal HaSaparo, V'shulchaloi, B'yad Benoi, B'yad Shluchoi, is chayiv. B'yad avdoi potter. So here we have a braisa that says, not like a mishnah. It says, someone borrows a para, and he sends b'yad benoi, b'yad shluchoi, and he says b'yad shluchoi, but b'yad avdoi potter. Now why b'yad avdoi potter? We understand, obviously we're talking about a case here where the shoyal said, send it. So b'yad benoi, b'yad shluchoi, because I said, send it. B'yad avdoi potter. Why potter? It must be because yad evik yad rabbi. And this is the evid of the mashal. So Bishlam Shmuel, Masdisim, Be'eved Ivri, and Braisa, Be'eved Kanani. Bishlam of Shmuel, the Mishnah is talking about at Eved Ivri. And that's why by in our Mishnah, you are Chayiv. The Braisa that says, you're Potter, Be'eved Kanani. Very good Shema, because Eved Kanani, it's still in the Rishus of the Mashal. Even though he told you to send it, but still in the Rishus of the Mashal. El Rav, Kasha, well, if you're Rav, anytime I say send it, it's Nasik, Oime, Kisha, Vimakal, hit it with a stick and let it come. So then it's Shver. Why is one place Patwa and Chayiv? Amalach Rav. Loi Tema Naseh Ko'imele. Don't say it's Naseh. When I say send, it's Naseh. It's like Ilo, I said it. Ela'ima Be'imele Kisha Makal V'tavoy. Yutaka, you said hit it by Makal. So we're saying our Kimta now. It's more than Naseh, it's a Kimta. Our Mishnah says Chayiv by Eved is talking about where I told the Mashal, hit it with a stick and let it come. Since you said hit it with a stick and let it come, so I told you to make a Mashiach. The case Eved Potter is, I didn't say, I just said send with Eved. And that's why you Potter, because I didn't say Hikisha Makom. The Itmar, because we learned, Hishleini Parascha, we learned like this. If someone says Hishleini Parascha, If someone says to a person who owns a para, lend me your para. Vamalei biyami, who should I send it with? Vamalei, and the shayol says, the future shayol says, a kishu makal v'tavai. Once it leaves the Rishus Mashal, it walks out of the Rishus, Umeisa Adai, it's a chayiv. Why? Because I said a Kishu Makal. That's why, and therefore I'm chayiv automatically, no matter whose hand it's in. Even if the Mashal's still holding on to it, same halacha. Once it leaves his Rishus, there was a Mashicha, the halacha is that you're chayiv. So, Akaponim, that's a raya to Rav's idea that if you say a Kishu Makal, then the halacha is that you're chayiv. Right, the Gemara. Name is Yehle. Let's be a raya. Hashila. The brayos is like this. Hashila parasecha. V'amalei biyad mi. So this is a brayso that says this before is an itmar, and now it's Rav Nachman. Now we have a brayso that says the same thing. A raya to Rav. Name is Yehle. Hashila parasecha. V'amalei biyad mi. I go over to the mashal. Say I want to borrow your para, and the mashal says who should I send it with? V'amalei kisha makor itav. Just give it a hit with a stick. It'll come to me. So it's a raya to Rav. Say, obviously Shmuel argues. Shmuel is that time ever every. Shmuel argues on this idea. He holds that a kishu makal is not enough to be chayiv. But lemaisa, here Rav holds a chayiv. We have a brisa that says that the raya to Rav. On Rav Ashi, it's not a raya. Why? I could tell you this brisa that says that when I say kishu makal v'yitavoy is chayiv is a specific case. The case was that the Mashal's property was open to Shishrabim, and behind the Mashal's property was the Shayol's property. So that means if you send it the other way, it always goes into the Shayol's property. So it was inside from the Chatzar of Mashal. When you send it that direction, it definitely goes there. So therefore, it's there when I say that, it's Pashat I'm Soyim Ichtas and I'm Chayiv. Because I said, send it to my field. My field's right there.
Who would argue
with it? But the Gemara's cash is even better. Yochi, my lemeimer, what's the chiddush? Of course, like why would you argue with it? Then what would be the chiddush? L'tricha deika gezaisa, that there was these nooks and crannies behind the property as well. And ma'od tamei l'isom chadaita dilma v'kayma hasa. Maybe it won't go to your property. It'll go into one of the corners. L'asi az lahad it won't come to your property. I guess if Shmuel argues, he'll argue because they're worried there's no smichas das because the para might get lost. It's a huge property; it might get lost in one of the thorns, wherever it is, and therefore there won't be any smichas das. So, comes that bottom line from our Gemara is that according to Rav, at least, if I tell the mashal to give it a hit with a stick and let it come, and even if the ever goes along with it, the halach is that you're chayiv. Because, lemaisa, I was with Kabbalah Christ ready. So Tosfos has an interesting question over here. It's the third Tosfos on the Amud. He says, the chayra, we had before that, you lent someone a para, and you lent the evid with it. And the Gemara says, it's called bal avimai. You know why? Yad evik yad rabbi. See, so here, if the evid here is helping bring the cow, chayra, it's bal avimai. What happened to bal avimai? That's very Tosfos. What are Tosfos inside? Tosfos the Masal ba'imim. Tosfos asks, "Avisha avdoim elicho, loy have a sheila b'baylim." Not called sheila b'baylim. B'hodam mina yad evik yad rabbi. That Gemara before that says the yad evik rabbi. It's called balavimoi. Hainu. That case was like this. Shenishal harav atzmoim aparo. The owner himself was hired to get the paro. V'sholach avdoim kaimai. He sent the evidence in his place. V'kivin shemakom abaylim. Since he's b'makom abaylim, who then lechoshev kebehema. Then the evidence accepted behema. I borrowed you, I lent you two animals. I lent you the behema, I lent you the evet, the two animals, and therefore it's not called balav ima. And it's not the Tosfos. So not the Gemara, the new Gemara. Om Rav Huna, hashoyel kardom mechaveiroi. If someone borrows a hammer from his friend, spokaboy, if he started using it, he gave a bang into a nail, then konot, then he's koinot. The shell's koinet. Loi bakabai. If he didn't bang an L yet, loi kana. He's not koinet. Not koinet. So, pray them out. What are we talking about koinet? What can you? Lamai. Ilem lo insim. If we're talking about to be chayv and insim, so you have to use it? Maishna paro de mashasha ela. We see in the Mishnah that a paro, right when I makabla chrayis ready, I'm chayv. Even though I didn't start using it, I just said, send a biyad benoy already yichai. Did you use it? No. So you see, yichai rei b'shas kavah zacharias. So why by card do you have to bang it? You have to use it. L'may ilim lo in tzimai shto apar dem shas shayla. Ella zok dimor lechazara. It's talking about it backing out. Once you start using it, the master can say, no, I forget about it. I don't want you to borrow it. So then, you can back out still. But if bakabah, you cannot back out anymore. And like Rashi says, you have to, you hold that it works until he finishes the Yemesha Elasai. But loy bakabah, if you didn't start using it yet, then you, the master can say, you know, I changed my mind. The master can say, I'm changing my mind. And like Rashi speaks out, this man the Amma holds that ain't Meshicha B'Shemrim. Because technically, the Shoyal made a Meshicha already. He brought it into his Shos. He was Meshichit. He was Meyakba, Meshich. They did a Kenyan on it already. But still, this man the Amma says, no, until you start using it, it's not considered a Kenyan She'ela L'Gabi Chazara. So the guy who lent it can say, you know what, I need it now. Sorry, I need it. Before you start using it, I take it back. Once you start using it, if I told you can have it for 30 days, too late, you can't be chayzer. But ointzim, you chayv right away, you're a kabbalah chayz. That's posh. So to Gemara, this Rav Huno, pliga the Rav Ami. The Rav Ami says, Hamashal kardam shel hektish. You have here a guy who had a hammer of hektish. Let's say it was a gizbar. He had a hammer of hektish. And he lent it out. Ma'al. Lefi toivah sana, shabai. You're a chayv from ilfi toivah sana, shabai. So this type of Ela, you didn't sell it, you didn't actually use it, you lent it. So that's called a Maisam Ela. But what do you pay? You know what you pay? You know what you pay Hekdesh? The Teva Sana, the goodwill you made when you gave it to him. That's how much money. How much is that worth? That's how much you have to pay. And Chaveroi Mutal Levakim Elchatila. And the Chaveroi can use it now because the ready Ela. Once it's Ela, goes a Chulin. That's what it says in Talacha. So let's just take a break to talk about Me'ilah a second. So what I was saying over here, that when I lend it out, it's Chayav Me'ilah, how much Tevas Hana, but and the friend can use it. Why? The guy you lent to can use it. Why? Because it's Chulin. Right, Tevas, what do you mean? If Tevas Hana Shabbai, let's say that this cardam is worth $100. How much is the goodwill worth for lending you a hammer? $5? So because of Me'ilah $5, the whole thing goes to Chulin, it's $100 a hammer. So Zog Tevas is two Mahalchim. One mahalach of Taisvis is, if you want to look at it inside, it's like the sixth line of Taisvis, starts with Nirulari. He says, Hainilari lechaira, sheyotze kala kardam lechulim b'shailazu. The whole thing goes lechulim. Lekachaver mutal avakabay chatila. Umakamakam leimal alfi tivis anashabai. Afa pisha hefse kule lehektish. He says, a maritic thing, it goes lechulim, even though it's only milafi tivis anah. But two lines later, he says, no. Vakay nirulo yoisa she'eni yoitz lechulim. He's mechadish that's only chulim for the zman hasheila after it goes back into hektish. But come on, what do you see from here? That with the sheila alone, there's meila. What do you mean? You didn't start banging it. So where's the meila? I still got to be chayzer. Meila kando, you cannot kinda it with the meshicha. Am I mal? Why is the meila? My chaver mutlavake by the katrila. Nehedre, give it back. Loy leknaya. Below limo, don't be kind, don't be mild. Al karcha Rav Ami holds not like Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna said that until you start using it, you can still be chayzer. If that would be the case, there wouldn't be meila. But obviously, Rav Ami holds once I do meshicha, I cannot be chayzer anymore because that already is called a kinyan. And there's another amayra who argues on Rav Huna. Upliga de Rav Elazar. Dom Rav Elazar. Kederach tiknu meshicha b'lekuchos, just like there's a dim meshicha b'lekuchos, kach tiknu meshicha b'shaimrim. The same thing, you have meshicha b'shaimrim. And so you see again that meshicha b'shaimrim, like Taisa speaks out, and more in the Rosh, that meshicha b'shaimrim means legabi chazara. Aval legabi oinsim, once I'm a kabel oinsim, I'm a kabel achrayis, I'm a chayiv achrayis ready. For example, by Shem Echinom, the Gemara said, we had it before, that the Shem Echinom says, hanach lefonai, put it in front of me, yichayiv. You didn't make a Mashiach. He said, put it here. So there, because that's Kabbalah's cries. Gabi Chazara, Mashiach works. So we have Rav Huna says, Gabi Chazara, you have to Bakabai. We have Rav Ami, and we have Rav Elazar who says, Mashiach already is enough to make a Kenyan that you can't be Chazar. Tain Avahachi, you learn the rice like that. Kashem Shetiknu Mashiach B'Lekuchais, Kach Tiknu Mashiach B'Shaimrim. Just like with Masaki Mashiach by Lekuchais, the same thing as Mashiach by Shaimrim. Legavi Chazara, like I was saying. Ukashem, the price goes vaita, Kashem, on top of my base, Kashem, Shekarka, Nikdis, Bekesim, Sarkazaka. Just like Karka, You don't need Mashiach. You can use Kesef, or you can use a Shtar, or you can use Chazaka. Kach Skirus, Niknam a Kesef Shtar Chazaka. The same thing, when you rent a cow, you can be kind of a Kesef Shtar Chazaka. You can't be kind of a cow with Kesef Shtar Chazaka, it's a cow. And the only way to do that is with a Mashiach. You don't have by Metatlam Kesef Shtar Chazaka, because what does it mean? Schirus has the possibility of renting something and be kind of Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Schirus Ma'avirta. And for the Gemara, Om Rav Chista, Skiris Karka. No, we're not talking about that. I don't want Skiris Karka, I don't want Shemrim. I want Skiris Karka. When I rent Karka, just when I buy Karka, I can be kind of Kesh Tar Chazaka. When I rent Karka, I can be Kesh Tar Chazaka. So really, in this price, we're leaving Shemrim. It starts off saying, just like Tikta Mashiach Bala Kuchois, we're Masaka Mashiach by Shemrim. And number two, that, by the way, Karka is a Dik Kesh Tar Chazaka. Skiris, which is also Mechira Leyoima, like the Gemara calls it, it's called Mechira for that man. It's kind of a kesef shtar chazaka. That's the Brach is teaching us that there you have schiris karka. That's what comes out from asugi legabi chazar. And here got a Rashi says legabi schiris karka. What's the gate of the kinyan? That you ain't echav em yochalach. It can't be chayzer. All these kinyanim here are talking about being chayzer, because once you're a kinyan, you cannot be chayzer.